When I was four, something happened that changed the way that I've looked at the world my whole life. I won't go into what happened, but I will say that I look at the world very differently than I wish I did. My whole life I've spent believing that people have the default mode of needing to be convinced to include me in their life. So, like, I'll sort of give an example. Introverts tend to have this fear of rejection, if that makes sense. And you could call it that, but that's not exactly what it is. It's more that I genuinely believe that there is something about me that other people find distasteful. And that I, in particular, am somebody where when I go to make contact with somebody, let's say, my default expectation is that it is to assume the worst about them, to assume the worst intentions about them, and to assume that they maybe don't like me. Whatever the worst case scenario could be, I just default to that. And I think I do that because I think the reason I assume the worst when I go to meet new people is because it's safe. And that's a fallacy, but it feels safe, because if you assume the worst, you can only ever be proved wrong. I mean, if you assume the absolute worst, let's say. And if you're proved right, well, then that's just par for the course. You can never be, your expectations can never be violated to an extent that you can't fully recover, because you set so low expectations for everybody else that it keeps you from being hurt. But the problem is that you just hurt all the time, because then you can't make deep, good, meaningful connections with people because you assume the worst. See, it's like, it's just no way to live life. The other problem, and the other thing that happened as a result of what happened when I was a kid, is I just lack confidence. And what's interesting about that is that that's not new. I mean, there's hundreds of millions of people that every day have to figure out where they're going to get their confidence from. And people fake it till they make it. Like, that's all fine and dandy. But the thing is, like, I have something in particular about myself that I just don't know if anybody else has this, but I'm sure someone must. For me, confidence, I naturally lack it. I won't go into too much detail, but I was taught insecurity. Let's put it that way. So insecurity is like my default mode, right? And I mean like genuine blanket insecurity, where I default to expecting that I'm going to fail. I default to expecting that there's something wrong with me. And I've been running away from that for my whole life. And no matter what I do, I just can't get away from it. No matter what I do, whenever things go wrong or things change, I always blame myself. And there's that idea of you being your own worst enemy. But I mean this in a different way. I mean it in a way more extreme way, where I just tear myself down. And there's this disappointing thing that I've realized about myself, about my confidence, is there are different ways to, you have to, in life, I think you have to generate confidence, personally. I think that people, confidence doesn't just come from anywhere. It comes from certain things that either we generate for ourselves, or we set up environments that generate that confidence for us, and that's fine. That's I think, how it works. But I was sort of, I never really got the, I wasn't educated on or anything like that, or inspired to build those environments for myself and sustain them, to sustain that confidence, right? As an example, you know, maybe somebody, I'll use a really good example, which is going to the gym, right? So going to the gym, when you go every day, it builds that confidence. And that's actually the best example I would give, is people that are wanting to start to be confident. At least this is even for myself, sleep, diet, exercise, routine. It's like, just do those four things. And no matter how miserable your life is, it's like you can start to build confidence because you have this respect for yourself, right? So like, here's the problem. See, I can know that in my head, and I can have in my head I can hold that thought in my head that that's the case. But for whatever reason, despite holding that in my head, there are always times in my life, no matter what I do, where despite working insanely hard to maintain those things, those routines, those going to the gym every day, eating really good, it's like I slip. And everybody messes up sometimes, but I'll slip. I'll eat like chocolate cake or something, and it'll be when I shouldn't. Or I'll stay up really late, and it'll be when I shouldn't. And immediately, when I do this, I almost immediately spiral into this place of feeling worthless. And it's like, and all that hard work, it's not that it's gone, but it's like that confidence that I build for myself, it like just, it just feels like it's a deck of cards. Like it just feels like it's a house of cards. And it's frustrating because I wish that confidence would be sustained. You know what I mean? Like I wish when I put in the work to create the environment to generate that kind of confidence, it would actually be sustained. And as I spend days and days of my life having that confidence, and I wish I'd be able to lean on it. But it's like I can have the confidence, but I can't lean on it. As soon as I lean on that confidence and say, well, at least XYZ about you, right? At least you made your bed today. At least you did this today. It's just not good enough for me. I don't know why, but it's like maybe it's because I set my bars, my goals too high, which is something else I'll get into later. But it's like it's really disappointing because I want confidence, but I don't just want confidence. I want sustainable confidence. And I don't mean the fake it till you make it because I feel like people that do that build their houses on foundations of sand. Which I'll get into probably in another episode, like I said, but I don't want to build my life on a foundation of sand. And, you know, I want to be able to have confidence and have it be sustainable and have it not be narcissistic and have it not be faking it till I make it and have it be something where I can look to myself and be like, you did a good job and have this. And instead of like having one little thing happen, it could be my fault, it could be someone else's fault, it could be anything. I'll give you an example. Like I might have some work or something like that I have scheduled, and I set alarms to get up in the morning and I go to bed at a reasonable hour, and I wake up and find out, and if anyone who has an iPhone knows this, you know, I wake up and all my alarms are, I see a notification that says all my alarms are going off, all 23 of them, the ones I set, and it's like 2 hours later. And all the alarms just didn't make any noise because either my phone was on silent or I slept through them and then they stopped or whatever. And then I lose the gig and everybody gets angry at me. And it's like, I mean, I know that I can learn from that and go, oh, I'll get an alarm clock. But no matter what I do, I get an alarm clock. I go to bed super early. I do everything I can to try to do a better job and to sort of go, no, you can do better. You can do better. But it never ends. I always screw up at some point. And no matter how hard I try to generate the confidence that I can handle what comes. I've said this before on my podcast. I've said, like, I want to be able to feel like even if I knew what I wanted, I could handle it when it comes. It's like, it feels like I still can't handle it. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like even though I know what I want to, even though I'm doing my best to perform or to, you know, my career or in my life or whatever, it always feels like one little slip and it's over. And that could be because I just have ADHD and immediately start spiraling because I can't stay focused on all the things that I'm doing that are keeping me confident. And that's certainly possible, but it just doesn't feel like that. It feels like it's not so much that it feels like I failed irreparably. It just feels like for whatever reason, all the confident things I've ever had in my life are just castles on sand. It's like, you know, I've said this before, I've shot $1 million houses as a photographer. And I used to do this forever ago. I did digital media in real estate. I was absolutely excellent at it. But looking back at that now, it doesn't feel like anything to me. I don't feel remotely accomplished. I don't feel like I did anything meaningful. I don't feel like I can like logically know it's a big deal. And somebody could go, dang, man, that's really cool. And I could show them the houses I took pictures of. And they go, those are your pictures. But it doesn't mean anything to me. It means absolutely nothing. Because for me, it's like, it doesn't make me feel better about myself. I wish it did, but for some reason, I just feels like a kid's fifth like birthday party. Like it's like, yay, okay, that's really cool. Like, it doesn't feel like that big a deal. And so I don't feel like I really want to feel like confident, but I don't know where to get that confidence from sustainably, if that makes sense. And like I said, the faking it till you make it, like, I'm not saying that these are bad ways to live life. They're just not the way I want to live life. I don't want to live it narcissistically or based in insecurity. I want to have confidence, have it be genuine, and have it be sustainable. And I just don't know where to get that from. And I don't know. There are biblical and religious ways to do that, and I think that those are okay. They sort of work for me sometimes, but sometimes it's hard to connect with those too. You know, I can open my Bible, and because I'm a Christian or whatever, I can open my Bible and I can find something in there that, tells me don't have confidence, don't be afraid. And I'm like, okay, well, I wish it was that simple. I don't just snap my fingers and turn it off. You know, I don't just snap my fingers and be confident. Like, I don't, you know, there is such a thing. I think as a kid, we learn there is such a thing as, like, this is showtime. You know, as an example, I used to be in like marching band, and it was like, you only knew as much as you knew on the sets and on the music and on the marching and all that stuff, or in any, you know, musical, presentation or concert or whatever. Any musician knows you can only prepare up to a certain point, and then you have to perform it, and you can get it as close to perfect as you want. And then even if you're scared, you still have to do it. Well, it's like for me, no matter what I do, I still feel like when I go out on that field, this was high school for me. I'd go out on that field and I would be like having panic attacks on the field the whole time, because I'm like one little mess up and I could fall over and everyone would be like, oh my gosh, that person fell over and he's the only one who fell over in the set, you know, or I play a note wrong and everybody hears it. And it's like, I don't lean on what I already know. And I don't want to say I don't lean on my understanding, because obviously I don't feel like that's sustainable either, but I don't know where sustainable confidence comes from. And I've seen people that have it, and they tell me that they just have it because they have it. And I don't know. Maybe it comes from, if you had to ask me what I think would do it for me, it would be external. It would be people validating my confidence. What I mean by that is, if I had two people calling me every single day asking for help or asking for business or something, that would prove to me that I was capable, and that I could always point to that. So I can always externalize my confidence. I can always go to somebody else and say, that person says that you're competent and that person says that you're awesome, and that makes me feel confident about myself. But internally, I have no idea how to do that. And I don't know how people do it. I'm going to learn. And as I learn, you know, because this is the point of my life where I'm doing this, you know, but this is also where I'm at. And it's frustrating, because I wish I could just pick up the phone and call people. I wish I could just do that, but I do it and I choke like Eminem. Like, I just choke. And then I'm like a wreck the rest of the day. And I'm like, And it sucks. It's interesting too, because this is one of the big things that I struggle with. There are things in this world I fortunately do have excellent skills at. So I have really good relationship skills. Once I get a relationship going, like with anybody, then it tends to be okay. But it's always the starting out that's hard for me. And it's always the, like I said, confidence in myself, not just with relationships, with everything. You know, I have some business I'm doing this weekend, and I don't have confidence that I can pull it off in a way that's not going to result in frustration. You know, I interned at a company once when I was in college and shot a wedding. I was the only one on site. They showed me how to use the gear. I put a wireless lav on the groom, and when we later went to go look at the footage, it turns out the wireless lav was either broken or something, and you couldn't hear any of the vows. And so whatever thousands of dollars they spent on the wedding package, they had to refund it. And it's like that, that moment in their life is gone forever, and it's my fault. And I can't, it's so hard for me to let go of those failures. I just don't know how to move on from those things. And it's not the kind of thing where it's like, we'll just move on. You know, it's like trying to clean off dirt on your car versus rust. It just feels like all those mistakes I've made are rust on me instead of just like dirt. It's like, it's permanent, and it doesn't feel like, it just feels like at some point I'm so covered in rust, I'm just like, declared a total loss by the insurance company, and that's what it feels like. And so, not really sure what the objective of all this is, just to say that I don't really know what I'm doing, just the same way a lot of people don't. But as confidence happens for me, if it happens, you know, that's, I'm going to bring it here. Y'all will know about it.